Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Reflections on St. Luke.
So, today we commemorate in the church St. Luke, the evangelist. Now, St. Luke, the evangelist, of course, wrote the Gospel of Luke. So there are four books that provide for us the authoritative story of Jesus Christ. His birth, his life and ministry, his passion, his crucifixion and death, his resurrection from the dead. And among them, St. Luke's account is unique. St. Luke was not amongst the original disciples. And St. Luke, the rest of the disciples were fishermen, but St. Luke was a physician. Right? He was a man of education, and he was a man who could effect cure. But when St. Luke encountered the power of the Holy Spirit, when he learned that Jesus Christ was Lord, he devoted all of his energy, all of his resources, everything he was and everything he had to living the gospel of Christ and spreading the gospel of Christ. I'm going to repeat. He devoted everything he was and had to living the gospel of Christ and to spreading the gospel of Christ. Sharing the gospel of Christ. And let's remember, it's really the gospel of love. And when we listen to the gospel reading that the church offers to us on this day, at first blush, you know, it's kind of a lackluster gospel. You know, there's no big blind person receiving her sight. There's no person with an age-old illness that magically disappears. There's no dead man that's brought up out of his beer and, you know, brought back to life. There's none of that. But what there are some words that Jesus spoke about his apostles. There are some words that Jesus spoke about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the rest of those who were given this divine commission to go out baptizing all nations, teaching them all that Jesus had commanded. And here's what Jesus says when he's talking to them. He says, "Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects my Father in heaven." Pretty tough, right? And so the question that the church lays before us as we commemorate St. Luke, the physician, who devoted all that he was and all that he had to the glorification of God, to the practice of the gospel and the teaching of the gospel, the question that lies before us is, are we rejectors or are we acceptors of the message of the evangelists? Have we decided to reject the gospel or have we decided to accept the gospel? That's the question that lays before us today as we read the gospel reading on St. Luke Day. And there are three ways. I'm going to take it for granted and a given that we all want to be classified as acceptors and not rejectors. that we all want to accept the gospel, right? And there's a test for this. You're not going to like the test when I give it to you, but there's a test for this. Walk over to your bookcase at your home, put on your Mary Poppins white glove, and run your finger down the spine of the Bible. That's your test, okay? Have you heard, accepted, embraced the gospel? Or have you left it on the shelf to collect dust? Have you neglected it? Have you forgotten it? Have you rejected it? That's the question that is presented for us today. Well, I know that I want to say that I've accepted the gospel. I know that I want to say that I have heard Luke the evangelist, and therefore I've heard Jesus, and therefore I haven't rejected God the Father. That's what I want to believe about myself. If I'm honest, it's kind of a day-to-day battle. Some days are better than others, right? But I think that there are three things that we can do to work hard to be acceptors of the gospel, to be those who hear the message of Jesus as it was sent out by the apostles so that we can know the Father, right? There are three things we can do. And I don't think that any one of them is any more important than the other. I think they are all absolutely crucial to our spiritual lives. One, we need to hear the gospel. We have to make ourselves aware of that message. And where's the primary place that we hear it? We hear it right here. And I hate to break the news, but we don't hear it at 12. We hear it at about 10:20. That's when the gospel is read to the congregation on behalf of the church. So the first thing we have to do is we have to make ourselves available to this message. We need to hear it. We need to be here on Sundays to hear it. We need to plug in our iPhones when we get into our cars and listen to the Bible online if we have to. We need to read a verse a day as we're getting ready to go to bed or as we're getting out of bed or as we're in the middle of our lunch break. We really need to familiarize ourselves with the Word of God. We have to hear it. And a big part of hearing it is being here as a church family and hearing it together, right? Isn't that one of the things that makes something binding, right? If I say something to, say, Elaine here, just the two of us in secret, right? Then it's a question of he said, she said between me and Elaine. If we agree to something and I decide to break the agreement, you know, Elaine, you know. But when Elaine and I agree before all of you, right, then I have an obligation. I can't say, oh, I never said that to Elaine, because everybody here is going to say, Father Constantine, darn right, you did say it, and we all know it. And when we come into the church and we listen to the message of the gospel, when we commemorate the saints, when we remember who Jesus was and what his commands are, then we establish a covenant amongst ourselves as a church family to do our best to honor the mandates of the gospel, not as individuals, but as members of a church family. So it's important that we hear the gospel. It's important that we hear it together. And that's why it's important that we come here to hear the gospel. Number two, we need to study the gospel. I wasn't here last Sunday, but if you remember, last Sunday was the Sunday of the sower. And Jesus talked about all the people who had received the seed, all the people who had heard the word, and how this group, you know, their seed didn't take root because it didn't have water, and this group didn't take root because they didn't take care of it, and this group didn't take root because there were too many rocks in the soil, and only a portion of the group did the word of the gospel grow up into spiritual maturity. Did it grow up into salvation? Did it grow up into the joy associated with knowing God? Right? Sometimes we neglect the word of God even though we know it. Sometimes the word of God presents difficult questions for us and we don't really want to think them through and try and answer them, or we don't think that we can think them through and try to answer them. Or sometimes, you know, we say to ourselves, oh, that's for the papa, that's for this and that. So we don't only want to hear the gospel, but we want to wrestle with the gospel. Jesus' mandates are not easy mandates. Jesus didn't say, ah, go do what you want. No, Jesus said, love your enemies. Jesus said, share your food and your money and your clothes with people who don't deserve it. That's Jesus' message, right? Jesus said, you know, loan without interest and your reward will be great in heaven. Jesus said, drop your nets and follow me. His message was not an easy message. So in order to really reap the benefit of his message, we have to strive to understand it. We have to study it. We have Bible study here every single Tuesday, right? There are so many resources online. We have an incredible theological library right here in our very church. Every year at Great Lent, we have our Orthodoxy 101 courses. There are so many things we can do. So not only do we have to read the Bible, but we have to ask questions, read supplementary material, be prayerful about it, and we have to try to open our hearts and our minds to the difficult message that is Christ's gospel. That's two. So we need to hear the word, but we also need to study the word. We need to wrestle with the word. We need to try to open our hearts and minds to the word. And the third, remember when I said there's no one that's more important than the other? Well, I kind of lied, because this is the most important one. But the thing is you can't do this one if you haven't done the first two. See that? You got to do the first two first. But this is the one that takes you across the finish line. This is the one that brings you into the kingdom of God. You have to, Jesus said, go out unto all nations, teaching them all I have commanded you. No. Teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. We have to put the gospel into practice. People of the word are not people who heard the word, understood the word, and did nothing about it. People of the word are those who heard the word, understood the word, and structured their lives around the word. That's what we're called to do. We're called to make it so that every breath we take is understood as a gift from God. And that everything we put into the world is understood as our offering back to him. Right? So we're called to alleviate the suffering of others, not when it's convenient, not when we will receive thanks and accolades. We're called to do it then also, but we're called to do good when the folks we're doing good for don't deserve it, when our friends and neighbors think we're nuts. That's why Dostoevsky called his book about the guy who really implemented the gospel in his life, The Idiot. Because according to the world, when you live according to the word, you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But Jesus told us to be salt and light. He told us to contrast with the world. Not to go with the flow, but to go against the grain. So as we commemorate St. Luke, great evangelist, let us allow ourselves to get here a little earlier on Sunday so we can hear the word. Let us carve out 5 minutes a day to read our Bible or to listen to it on our phones or however it is that we are going to open up our ears to hear the word. And when we find that word to be challenging, let us not dismiss it. Instead, let us wrestle with it. Let us ask questions about it. Let us pray about it. And as we come to a fuller and fuller understanding of the message of Christ, let us try to implement it in the world, becoming conduits of his love and mercy, becoming salt and light on the earth and in darkness. Thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.